You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Luis Contreras trying to start the handshake line, and we get a ground ball to Altuve. Four-hit day, and he makes the play for the final out. Astros win it 9-1. And Blummer, after a rough start to this homestand, that's good back-to-back games here to wrap it up.
Yeah, right now, as we're coming in, it's the third day of pass. Anytime you have 3 days of pass, it's going to get chippy. Guys are sore. Guys are beat up. That's training camp, so it's expected. Guys get a little chippy at times, but also just keeping it confined, not letting it get out of hand. Thought guys did a good job of that.
All right, Todd Callis on the call, Space City Home Network on that first cut. Astros win again 9-1. And that, of course, was the head coach of the Houston Texans, DeMeco Ryans, talking about the first, I would say, practice where it got a little chippy. For everybody who's kind of a pugilist and wants fighting out at training camp, this has not been a camp for you. There's been a lot of nice physical play, but there's not been any fisticuffs yet. We came kind of close at the end yesterday, but things were split up. But it's been a fun camp. Defense has ruled the day for most of this camp, and that was what happened yesterday. We'll talk about takeaways from training camp in just a minute or so here. You hear the Astros winning 9-1. They're five games up in the AL West. Big trade last night in the division. Eugenio Suarez coming to the AL West, but not to the Houston Astros. He's going to be a Seattle Mariner. Mariners five games back. We got a lot to get to. Brandon Scott in for Seth Payne. Seth back tomorrow. B. Scott, how you feeling, man?
Man, so the trade deadline is heating up. We'll see what the Astros do throughout the day. And on the point of training camp, is it really training camp until it gets testy? Until it feels like, you know, we're out there and we're enjoying. You and I were just doing this, 8 days ago, right? Kind of introducing the audience to training camp. And here we are. It doesn't feel like it really begins until those guys themselves get frustrated with being around one another.
Doesn't begin until Rust Yeast gets up in some receiver's, third string receiver's face.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to be separated. Kamari Lassiter's running out there like a maniac. Just Kamari Lassiter looks over there and says, there's people hitting each other. And he just runs out there. It's fun, man.
Yeah, no, good times.
Yeah, off today. No Texans training camp practice today. That's why we're in studio. They're practicing tomorrow and Saturday. And then Seth and I are off to the Greenbrier for practice next week. We'll have eyes on that. We'll be checking in with all the shows here on Sports Radio 610. Yingling sending us there. So we're very, very excited about that. So we should mention, too, the Astros made a trade overnight as well. Not a big one. Ramon Urias.
Yeah.
I think I'm pronouncing it right. You know, the
not quite the Eugenio Suarez trade, Sean. Not quite.
No. And you know when you're not sure how to pronounce the player's name that you just traded for, it's probably not a big trade.
Yeah.
He's a third base. He's the Orioles' third baseman. He's played, you know, he's a competent major leaguer, which they're lacking in right now in the everyday lineup. He's a third baseman who can play other positions. He sounds like their version of Dubon, maybe.
To be fair, and Isak Paredes is a much better player, but there were people that I would say there were casual fans, right? Unless you were locked into Tampa Bay Rays games of the past years, or if you knew he played for the Cubs last year, there were people that might have called him Isaac didn't know that there was an emphasis on the Spanish pronunciation of his name.
Fair.
So he would be one of those players, but this notably is not an Isak Paredes caliber player.
No, I didn't see Ramon Urias on the All-Star snubs list or anything like that. So they picked up a guy last night, picked up a competent big leaguer last night. I would imagine they're not done, or at least efforting to not be done. You know, it takes two to tango. So we'll see what happens today with the trade deadline. We'll talk more about that. Bob Nightingale was on with the guys on Area 45 last night. Bob Nightingale, USA Today. About as good an insider as you can find in terms of talking to front offices around the league. Yeah. We'll hear from him in the 6:20 segment. We'll dig deeper on the Astros and where they are on trade deadline day. Let's start with the Texans. Practice number 7 yesterday, the third straight practice in pads, and it did not disappoint.
Yes.
Whereas the offense had the upper hand 2 days ago, and somewhat noticeably at times, the offense looked really good, especially for an offense that's still getting installed. It's got four new starters on the offensive line. If Jake Andrews is indeed going to be your starter at center, we'll get to the offensive line in a second. Yesterday was a defense day, and it wasn't a defense day that was dominant in the way that some of them have been, B. Scott, where it's been Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter and the defensive line just caving things in, and you can't even get a playoff. That did happen at times. The secondary yesterday was really, really good. They did not give any of the Texans receivers any room to operate. Now, there were some plays here and there, some good throws here and there, but there were some turnovers. There were a couple of pick sixes. Jalen Reed, MJ Stewart with pick sixes. Here was D'Amico Ryans after practice yesterday on the defensive performance.
We'll go back and look at it on film. I thought overall, as I assessed practice, just overall thought, you know, it looked like from the field, defense had the upper hand, made a lot of plays on the football, and they continued to do that all throughout camp, and we just had to find a way to continue to not make those plays. We got to protect the ball from an offensive perspective. Really pleased with what the defense is doing, but you don't want to see that too much, you know, from an offensive side. So we'll continue to look at the film, continue to evaluate it, all these practices. Like, this is, I think, day 7 for us. This is continuing to learn from what we're doing. So we'll continue to put guys in different situations. It's the first time doing a 2-minute drill today. We'll continue to work on that and continue to make sure guys are situationally aware, playing smart football when it comes down to the end of the game.
I think the thing that's most encouraging, we know the starters are good in this secondary. Derek Stingley Jr., there's no better defensive back in football than Derek Stingley Jr. Kamari Lassiter is really good and ascending. The safety position, I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson looks like he's going to be a great pickup for this team. The fact that it's guys like rookie Jalen Reed, M.J. Stewart, a vet, Tre'Mon Smith had an interception in team drills. Jalen Smith, the rookie out of USC, has been making a lot of plays on the ball.
And, of course, Kalen Bullock, who we all know, but seems to be emerging in a different way in training camp.
Yeah, like it's the depth pieces.
Yes.
The depth pieces, the Reeds and the Stewarts and the Smiths. And the Smith again, multiple Smiths.
Multiple Smiths, multiple Jalens, multiple Jadens.
Yeah.
It's a lot of names that rhyme. It's going to be confusing at times.
We're a week in, and the two of these guys I just named were a week into their careers.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but it's the depth pieces doing it is encouraging, because that's not been one of the strengths of this team is the depth of the secondary.
Well, it's not only has it not been one of the strengths of the team historically or in the past, but I would say it would be a fair and maybe one of the few question marks about the defense going into even this season,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I don't think we were going into this training camp saying, hey, watch out for the other Jalens, for the Jalen Reeds and Smiths of the world, and see what MJ Stewart's going to do in training camp. I don't think any of us thought that. If we had any questions about the defense, which we were all excited about, it was that it was top heavy and that they didn't have the depth in the secondary, at linebacker, maybe even at defensive. I know some of the national pundits thought the interior defensive line wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? If you go out there and watch them at training camp and if you kind of pay attention to the roster, it seems like there is probably a little bit more there than we were giving them credit for. So that is definitely an encouraging sign, considering it's been an issue historically and was a question mark going into training camp.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Number two, the offensive line is slowly coming together. I'll say that a week in, the offensive line looks more competent this year than a week into training camp last year when they had already penciled in all the starters and C.J. Stroud was getting super frustrated at camp a week in last year. It's not been great, but you can see the makings of a better, more unit with more continuity.
Yeah.
Or with more chemistry, I should say.
Yeah.
The constants, the first three padded practices have been, first unit has been Cam Robinson at left tackle, Laken Tomlinson at left guard, Titus Howard at right guard, and then the rookie Ariante Ursery has been with the ones at right tackle the entirety of the padded practices so far. The one area that they've been flipping back and forth is the center. Jake Andrews has been with the ones to start out with the last 2 days. But they have been mixing and matching him and Jared Patterson with the ones and twos. So if I'm just reading that, I'm going, okay, well, it looks like at least early on they've settled in on this group, but they don't know who's going to be the center yet.
Yeah.
With maybe the possession arrow pointed towards Jake Andrews because he's been with the ones to start out with at practice the last 2 days.
Yeah, to me, this is the most newsworthy part of what you're seeing at training camp right now. Like, obviously, it's exciting, and we'll talk about highlight plays and all of that, but it's training camp practice. What is training camp practice telling you about the Texans' intention for their team? I think is even more significant. No disrespect to the guys in the secondary, they're out there getting interceptions and everything, but like, what is the offensive line ultimately going to look like this season?
Mm-hmm.
And I think through three padded practices, exactly what you just laid out, the idea that Ariante Ursery, a second round rookie, looks like he's going to contend for a starting spot. The idea that a second-round pick from last year looks like he's maybe fallen out of a potential starting spot. He could have been the only starter, semi-starter, penciled in back into his position. I know he didn't start at right tackle in the beginning of last year. But by the end of it, he was their right tackle.
Yeah.
And so he was going to be only incumbent starter coming in, and it looks like he's going to lose
that
job.
He's with the twos, yeah.
So to me, that's a significant development. And then, of course, the center position, right? Like, okay. Like, this is – it's cool for Nick Caserio that they've done so much with this roster that they've got an open center position, and a guy that they drafted a couple of years ago in the second round doesn't even appear to be that much in the competition for it.
You're talking about Juice Scruggs.
Yeah. And everybody's kind of cool with it because, like, we think it, you know, it could potentially work out between what we've seen from Patterson and us understanding the history with Jake Andrews.
There's a lot – I think there's a bias with fans to want the higher picks to work out. You know, when there's a competition, like given their druthers, the fans would love to see Juice Scruggs, a second round pick, instead of Jared Patterson, a sixth round pick in the same draft. You know, you'd like to see those big high picks working out.
Yeah.
If for no other reason, because you feel like just they've been drafted high, there's the potential that there's still more out there for them, that there's a ceiling.
And you want to feel confidence in the people that are
in the front office
that are picking the players.
For sure. And I think there's a high confidence level in Nick Caserio picking these players. Except the offensive line, they've just not hit on those picks to the level they've hit pretty much everywhere else on the football team,
yeah,
to some degree. I think Texan fans with the offensive line, I don't care who it is. I just want them to protect C.J. Stroud.
Well, and that's
if Juice Scruggs gets cut, I don't care.
That's the point. That's because the team is good. Like, if the Texans were bad and you just had all of these first-round picks out here who weren't working out, or your center wasn't – like, that would put a much – bigger magnifying glass on it. But they're a good team, and so it's okay if he doesn't work out.
Yep, exactly right. I'm going to hit these real quick because we're up against it. Just three other quick takeaways. C.J. Stroud, Equal amount of reps yesterday with everybody else. I know that was a big concern of Clint Sterner's, is that CJ had been getting fewer reps than some of the third stringers. They literally had, I kept track snap to snap. They all played the same number of snaps in the team drills. They all got the same number of situational 2-minute drill.
Clint wants them to have more, apparently. He wants them to have way more.
He said he threw
five balls in a week when he was a third string.
Clint was upset that they hadn't let CJ cut it loose. Literally, his first pass was a 60-yard bomb to Nico Collins.
They might have been listening.
I don't know if they were, but it felt like they were.
Yeah.
So CJ got a normal workload. I'm not concerned about CJ Stroud. He looks great. The ball coming off his hands. He's been up and down as far as what the results have been, but it's exactly where I would expect CJ Stroud with a new offense and a new offensive line to be a week into camp.
And going against what seems like a pretty good defense.
The best defense in football, yep. Possibly, yeah. Yep. Big Kymie Fairbairn day yesterday, 6-for-6 on field goals in the situational stuff, including a 3 of 50 yards or longer. So Kymie had a nice day yesterday. First injury of camp, first stretcher or cart injury of camp. Keontae Hamilton, the 7th-round rookie out of Rutgers, defensive tackle, left on a stretcher with an air cast on his leg. Other than that, it's been a pretty healthy camp for the Texans.
Yeah, and knock on wood. You want it to remain that way. Obviously, you don't want anybody to get carried off on a cart or anything like that, but he was ultimately probably going to be a depth piece if he made the team, and so, you know, wishing him the best.
Trade deadline is today, Major League Baseball, 5 o'clock this afternoon. Is when the deadline hits. The Astros made a move last night. Ramon Urias is what I'm being told it's pronounced. And I've got people on the text page hitting me up going, hey, Sean, guy was a Gold Glover a few years ago. That is true. So was Brendan Rodgers. I'm just going to point that out as well. But that's fine. And is this their solution for third base? Is this what the Astros are rolling with without Isak Paredes? We'll talk about that. Bob Nightingale was on with the Night Guys last night. What are the chances of a reunion with Carlos Correa? What are the chances of reunion with Justin Verlander? Enter the chat. So we'll get to all that in the next segment coming up next. We are in studio today, back out of Texans training camp tomorrow. Sean Pendergast, B. Scott, in for Seth Payne. Stay there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.